thank you for coming. In this opportunity, I'm going to speak about the influence that soil testers have in the reproduction and damage potential of Meloidogyne incognita, Antirrhabdoxis vesicula, and their interaction. Let's recall something about both pathogens. Meloidogyne incognita, the root knot of cotton, is a season-long disease problem. The severity of this pathogen increases in warm soil temperature. Also, the severity and the reproduction of the highest reproduction of the nematode is associated with the sandy soil. In the other hand, the black root rot, which is caused by Thielabioxys vesicula, is an early season problem that causes seedling disease on cotton. This disease is favored by the cold soil temperature, and the severity that the disease, the pathogen causes, decreases when the amount of sand in the soil increase, and also when the plant mature. In addition, this fungus is preferred fine soil tester. What we know about both pathogens is that they can interact in a synergistic way. This interaction affects the plant in early season and also in late season. In early season, for example, reduces stand and height of the plant, but also when the interaction takes place, the reproduction of Meloidogyne incognita is reduced. In late season, the yield is reduced by the interaction, and also the reproduction of the nematode is lower when the interaction takes place. What happened is that Thielabioxys vesicula is a cortical pathogen. The fungus cannot go inside the vascular tissue by itself, but in this way the plant can recover by itself because it's look off the affected tissue. But when the nematode is present and the interaction takes place, the fungus can go inside the vascular tissue and cause necrotic in the vascular tissue. Another thing that we know about this interaction is the range of the temperature at the which both pathogens can damage to the plant, can damage the plant vary. I want to point out that the nematode prefer warm soil temperature, while the fungus prefer cool warm soil temperature. So, in this way, for example, Thielabioxys vesicula low a cool temperature reduce plant height, but not at high temperature at 28 Celsius degree, for example, the fungus didn't damage the plant. But Meloidogyne incognita at high temperature, 20 Celsius degree, can damage the plant more than the lower temperature. But when the interaction takes place, both pathogens can affect the plant through a very wide range of temperature. What we don't know about the interaction of both pathogens is that what is the role the soil tester plays in both pathogen and their interaction. This is the reason because we did this study to figure out what is the role the soil tester plays in the reproduction and damage potential of both pathogen and their interaction. To do that, a microplot experiment was conducted in two different places in Arkansas, Fayetteville and Hope. What we did was that we took natural soils coming from a very long from field with a very long cotton history with the problem with both pathogens. With this natural soil, we made another different artificial soil texture by adding sand. The soil was pasteurized at 60 Celsius degree for 30 minutes. And the material that we used was Delta Pine 444. The plant was watered at minus 10 joules by kilogram from the planting day to the 21 day after planting, and from 22 day after planting until maturity, we water the plant at minus 30 joules by kilogram. We use six treatments: one no infested control, and two doses of Meloidogyn incognita, 4 and 8x by cc of soil, one unique dose of Thielabioxys vesicula, and the combination of both doses of Meloidogyn incognita and the unique doses of Thielabioxys vesicula. This is at the top is the Fayetteville experiment microplots, and at the bottom is the Hope experiment. The variables that we measure was a plant stand. In the plant roots, we measure the fresh weight, the percent of discoloration and colonization by Thielabioxys vesicula. For the colonization, we use a TBCN media, and galling severity caused by the nematodes. For galling, we use a scale that goes from 0, no galls, to 5, more than 50 galls by root. And for root discoloration, we use one scale that goes from 0, non-necrotic areas, to 10, that is more than 50% of necrotic. The top of the plant, we measure the height, the dry weight, and the number of nodes. In addition, we also measure the pathogen population for Meloidogyn incognita and also Thielabioxys vesicula, and the statistical analysis was conducted by GLM. I'm going to show some important results, significant results that we got until this day in that is coming from the last year, 2007. This experiment started on Fayetteville in 2006, so I'm gonna show just the data for 2007. In plant height in Fayetteville early season, we didn't get interaction. We just found that the height was affected by soil texture. In this way, the sandy soil reduced the height of the plant. Another variable that affect another thing that affect this variable was the nematode. We got that both doses of Meloidogyn incognita reduced plant height, and also Thielabioxys vesicula reduced this variable in early season. The same result for soil and Meloidogyn incognita we got for late season, but the Thielabioxys vesicula didn't reduce high late season. In Hope, Arkansas, we got one interaction between soil, Thielabioxys vesicula, and Meloidogyn incognita. Thing that we got here was that we got our severe reduction of height. This is the red bar in all through all the soil texture. But the reduction or the impact that the nematode have in this place was not clear. Another variable that we measured was galling. Fayetteville, we got interaction between soil, the impact of soils in galling wasn't consistent. but the impact that Telebioxys vesicula in this variable that have in this variable was really clear. So Telebioxys vesicula decreased the gallium formation in the roots by the nematodes. At Hope, Arkansas, we got the same result. I mean, the Telebioxys vesicula reduced gallium formation. About root discoloration, another variable that we measure, we got that in general, the interaction between soil and Telebioxys vesicula, the higher reduction, the highest discoloration was in the fine soil test tube, but not at the sandy soil. At Hope, the effect of the interaction between soil, Telebioxys vesicula, and Meloidogyne incognita, we didn't find a very clear impact from the treatment through the all soil test tube. The reproduction of Meloidogyne incognita, we found that in Fayetteville, one interaction, two-way interaction soil by Telebioxys vesicula. At the red bar show Telebioxys vesicula reduced Meloidogyne incognita reproduction through all the fine soil test tube, but not at the sandy soil. And Hope, we just got that Meloidogyne incognita reproduction was affected by soil texture. In this way, the lowest reproduction was in the fine soil texture, and the highest one was at the sandy soil. In the interaction between the reproduction of Telebioxys vesicula, we got one interaction between soil and we found that in general, Telebioxys vesicula don't reproduce P3 well in the sandy soil. Was the lower number of colonies that we found was in the soil with the highest amount of sand. About the first fruiting node, that is a yield variable, we found that the Meloidogyne incognita is affect the position of the first fruiting node that means that the plant, when it's affected with the nematode, the production of the first fruiting node is higher than the plant that is not affected by the nematode. As a conclusion, at that moment we can say that the plant height and growth were reduced in early season by Telebioxys vesicula, but this damage was higher in the soil that was lower in the soil that have the highest amount of sand. Meloidogyne incognita also reduced plant growth and height and delayed fruiting. The seedling disease and colonization by Telebioxys vesicula decreased in the sandy soil, and this interaction between Meloidogyne incognita and Telebioxys vesicula resulted in the lower gallium and nematode reproduction. For this experiment and under the 2007 condition, the soil tester have a great impact on Telebioxys vesicula than it did in Meloidogyne incognita. That's it. This is all the information that we have until now, and I will be glad to answer any question.
Time for a few questions.
Is there any evidence that we don't have this information, but we don't have evidence about. But what we can say about that is that when the interaction take place, Telebioxys vesicula go inside the vascular root system tissue, and that one make worse the damage that the interaction cause. But The problem is that also the fungus kill the tissue where the nematode is feeding from. So this is maybe the reason, because the reproduction of Melodica incognita is reduced when the interaction takes place. But the direct attack from Melodica incognita to Theraviopsis vascula, or the contrary, is no. Well, we don't have this information, and maybe doesn't occur. Okay.